Dan's in.
Jen's in.
Tom, Alice. Looks like everyone's on board.
Oh, and Jess.
Tell Jess to meet us at the train station an hour earlier, though. She's always late.
Make it happen with Southeastern Group Save. Save one third on the price of train tickets when you travel at off-peak times in groups of 3 to 9 adults. Buy direct from our app or website with no booking fees. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at southeasternrailway.co.uk/groupsave.
Southeastern.
Jeremy, Katie and Josh.
Mix 100.
Time for our Mix 100 sports update with our resident sports nerd, Josh. What you got, buddy?
Well, the Colorado Avalanche came back in dominant fashion last night, and they did end up getting a massive W, which was much needed after the loss the other day. They beat the Minnesota Wild 5-2, and one of the highlights, or I guess lowlights you could call it, was Nathan MacKinnon taking a puck off the face at end of the second period. Directly to his face, missed a little bit of time, but then came back and did this.
Natchez, stick handling at center ice. Links up with MacKinnon, empty net, you betcha! The Mac attack is back, Jack! Goals in 5 straight games.
I love that guy.
Oh, Connor McGahee, Connor? Yeah, Connor's the
so
best,
good.
Man.
I love He's that guy.
The resident play-by-play commentator for Altitude over with our sister station.
I was watching a video of him on Facebook the other night while we were laying in bed and Nicole was watching it. I was like, that guy's sometimes in the radio station, and he talks like that when he's in here, too.
No matter what he's doing.
Hey, who brought donuts in the kitchen?
No, and he's just so much fun every time he rolls
in.
It's like,
dude.
Oh, Connor's here, yay!
He's the best, and it's funny because unlike Alan Roach or whatever, who has the booming voice, he also has that, but he's just a little bit smaller than that.
Yeah.
And that
he's
voice comes
man.
Out of him, and you're just like, wow!
Yeah.
Really
well, go
surprising.
Avs go, man!
Go Avs go. We're really excited. They will be back in action on Wednesday night against the Minnesota Wild. They could close out the series here, which is really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah,
hells to the yes.
We'll see what happens.
Here's your sports update with JKJ here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Oh, my goodness. So much stuff floating around this goofy planet this morning. What is going on nationally and locally? Well, I got a story here in front of me. It looks like Savannah Guthrie is going to have a new primetime game show. Based on the popular New York Times puzzle, Wordle.
Yeah.
People love the Wordle, don't they?
Yeah, her and Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah. I got some audio. I'm not going to tell you about it. I'll let you or Jimmy Fallon talk about it. Here you go.
Very exciting. I have a big announcement to make. We've been developing Wordle as a game show for the past 2.5 years with the New York Times. And it's official. We are making Wordle Game Show with our host, Savannah Guthrie. Come on, Savannah.
Oh, my gosh.
We can tell everybody.
I know. We've been holding this secret between us for, like, a long time now.
Yes.
And we're going to make Wordle a game show.
Yeah. I'm so happy. It's you.
You're over it, huh?
Yeah, I'm already over it.
Do you guys play Wordle every day?
I'm under 80. So.
No, it's a fun game to keep your mind sharp.
Yeah.
Is like.
It? Hey, I'm not going to lie. We have a story actually here in a little bit about are you cooler now than you were in high school? I mean, I used to be cool. But I'm no longer cool because I sit on my iPad mini and I'll do word search puzzles now.
Yeah.
The word searches.
Yeah.
And I dominated that.
So absolutely.
Fun. I don't know. I've got this weird thing where I can look at that square with all the letters and I can see things instantly.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a superpower of mine.
I think it is. I think it's an underrated skill, but good for you.
I know.
Flex.
I used to be cool.
Flex.
See me sitting alone downstairs on a Saturday morning doing that.
I can just see, yep, got it.
Yep. Nailed it. Yeah. And there's this one, too. It's like a timer, and it counts down how fast you can do it. And I can do it.
Like
sorry, ladies.
Your shoulders off.
Sorry, ladies. I'm taken. Sorry, ladies. Okay, so Gen Z has been attaching the word maxing to anything describe going all in, right? Like, I'm maxing.
Yeah.
I'm protein maxing.
Yeah, look at me. I'm smile maxing.
Yeah. Like, you're just maximizing, right? Like, you're going above and beyond.
It's awful.
Everything.
Stop smile maxing right now. You look like a serial killer. The phrase Jimmy Buffett maxing is trending right now, and it just means to live your life like Jimmy Buffett in a laid-back lifestyle.
Not a
maybe
care in the world.
On a beach with a margarita.
You want to go to Margaritaville,
enjoying the little things like sunshine and the ocean and your friends. Not a lot bothered, Jimmy Buffett.
One for each hand.
So You're talking about drinks still?
Yeah.
So Jimmy Buffett maxing is a big thing right now, which I guess that's a good way to kind of live your life.
I don't hate
peaceful.
That one. Yeah.
You don't hate that one?
I don't hate that one.
All right, good. Katie approved. Oh, and then get this, guys. Vin Diesel is still riding the Fast and Furious train. Peacock has officially greenlit a Fast and Furious television series. Announced by Vin Diesel at NBC's Universal's upfront presentation, whatever the hell that is. Anyway, that show is in development, and I could get on board with that as like a series.
I was kind of waiting for them to do something like this. I mean, they can only do so many movies, so make it a
That's
TV show.
That's what we thought
show.
About
I live
four
my life
movies
a quarter
ago.
And a mile at a time.
All right, I'm on board. Whatever. What's going on locally?
Well, we talked about the Harry Potter Bar, Underground School of Magic is what they're calling it, and it is now open through June 21st. So everything we could hope for. They've put out some pictures of it now, and it really is like the candlesticks floating on the ceiling and fun beverages, of course, butter beer, themed food like Luna Lovegood's whipped ricotta and Hagrid's meatballs.
I love whipped ricotta.
So much fun things with Harry Potter, but book a spot now. They're saying that it is filling up quick. So
happiness can be found even in the darkest of times. If one only remembers, turn on the light.
I love Dumbledore. Yes.
Is that a reference to gas prices or something?
That's a great quote.
The darkest of times.
You can find happiness anywhere. Remember that.
$5 a gallon.
Yes. You can find it out at the Denver Zoo. Did you know that?
There's fun at the
zoo?
There's
so much happiness out there. They actually, here's the latest out at the zoo. They got rid of a hippo and had a baby bongo.
No. Yeah. Hold up. Hold up. The hippo's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I know. The hippo. Everybody
Where did he
left.
Go?
Mahali was the hippo, and he was a big deal. People came specifically to see the hippo. I know
this guy.
You're not the only one who's mad about it, but here is the backstory, and I understand. So little Mahali was racking up a water bill that was unlike anything they'd seen. A quarter of their budget
Drinking?
Was going to Mahali. No, his habitat needs to be drained and filled every single day. So that's something that the zoo was just like, once we did the budget, we were like a quarter of our water budget was going to sweet little Mahali. So they found a little conservation area in Texas that would take them.
I hate it.
They don't have to do that every day
now. Get rid
of
a different animal.
I know.
Get rid of a boring animal.
You don't even know. Like, people were upset about the hippo being
relocated.
What's
another boring animal they could get rid of?
I don't know. Again, they just had a bongo.
Get rid of the peacocks.
You don't want the peacock.
Get rid of the peacocks. A couple monkeys.
The peacock doesn't use
water.
Water the way the hippo does.
They could. Well, I think if they get rid of enough boring animals, they could keep the cool animal.
No, I don't think so. Like, again, there was one hippo. Mahali was the only hippo at the zoo. So this one hippo.
Our zoo is hippo-less.
You know what?
Like a teenager.
Get rid of that bird enclosure.
Yeah, I agree.
The bird enclosure is disgusting.
The bird enclosure's great.
You ever stood there and watched all those birds poop all over each other?
But that's like the oldest animal. Like, that's where dinosaurs came from. Is
Don't
like,
care.
Like, the birds are now the dinosaurs. You can't get rid of the birds.
The hippo beats the birds all day long.
Well, the hippo's going to be fine in Texas. You can go visit the hippo in Texas if you really want. But this might get you out there. How about this? So they also, not only the new bongo, they are one of several new additions out there at the
zoo. I don't even know what that is.
So on Mother's Day, it's like a little antelope almost, but it has cool stripes. Oh, it's so neat
looking. Snow hippo.
But anyway, on Mother's Day,
animal.
It's so sweet. The zoo shared a post highlighting they have a new baby orangutan. They have a baby bighorn sheep, a baby wallaby, and more.
You're starting to bring me back a little bit now. You're starting to pull me back in, Denver Zoo.
I love it. So again, the zoo is a great time. So go hit up the zoo. You and your kiddos are going to love it. And yes, that Taco Bell cantina at the airport finally opened. People have been waiting for this. It is pretty much a regular Taco Bell, but it has alcohol.
We can drink and eat
done
tacos.
Done.
People love it. I know. So what could go wrong, right?
Diarrhea and drunk on a plane.
Both ends.
Wait, this was an 8-hour flight?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that chalupa was too much.
I just made a bad decision.
You can find it in Concourse A near Gate 46. So there
right
you go.
Next to the
There's
men's room.
A new Taco Bell cantina. There you go. Here's my high hype,
Jer. I'm booking a flight immediately. There you go, guys. You're up to date with JKJ here at Mix.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Really quick, there's a restaurant coming back that I know I can remember going to a couple times as a kid, And you knew it was going to be a classy arse night.
What?
When mom and dad said, hey, kids, load up in the old SUV and let's go to the Sizzler.
The Sizzler's coming back.
There was a time in America when a big night out for a good steak dinner meant hitting up Sizzler.
Stop. It's coming back.
It's coming back.
Where do you want to go for lunch? I know where I want to go for lunch. I don't want to spend a lot of money. Not fast food. Definitely not fast food.
I
don't want to spend a lot of money. So where to? Sizzler.
Sizzler. I forgot they whispered it to you like it was so sexy.
So creepy. Like, welcome to Sizzler.
You're going to have the sexiest time eating this steak.
Yeah,
Sizzler.
Get sexy with a Sizzler.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Anyway,
I miss the Sizzler.
Founded in 1958, they had more than 700 locations at one point. Now there's just 74. And they're doing a big rebranding campaign, and they are pushing it hard, you guys. And Sizzler might be a big-time player in the steak game again.
I may forgive them for ever leaving, actually. I'd be like, it's fine, come back. We'll accept you back in. Talking to me like that, yeah.
Okay, one more time. Here, I'll play it again for you. Here you go.
Sizzler.
Yeah, get me
speaking
some.
My language.
Got goosebumps.
Yeah, there you go, guys. A Sizzler might be coming back. It's exciting stuff this morning.
Dan's in.
Jen's in.
Tom. Alice. Looks like everyone's on board.
Oh, and Jess.
Tell Jess to meet us at the train station an hour earlier, though. She's always late.
Make it happen with Southeastern Group Save. Save 1/3 on the price of train tickets when you travel at off-peak times in groups of 3 to 9 adults. Buy direct from our app or website with no booking fees. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at southeasternrailway.co.uk/groupsave.
Southeastern.
Katie came in today all excited and all Twitter-pated because you're definitely the most friendly person I know.
Aww,
and polite. You're extremely polite. So this was right up your alley, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it kind of caught me off guard. So I was driving up north this weekend. I can't remember exactly what street I was on, but it caught my attention because, you know, the speed limit signs, some of them are digital now. And so they'll tell you how fast you're going, right? Mm-hmm. And one said 25 miles an hour is the limit. Apparently I was going 25 miles an hour. And so it flashed 25 and then it flashed. Thank you.
It did? It thanked you?
I was so pleased. I literally said, well, you're welcome.
Well, gosh. That's awfully nice of you, speed limit sign.
I haven't seen this yet. Now, the speed limit signs, they are getting, you know, more and more progressing. I mean, obviously, the digital ones there, they flash a lot if you're going too fast.
They flash the cop lights. Yeah, they do. The red and blue.
You try to get those up as high as you can?
Yeah. They have. No, though, did they even have, please slow down? I've seen that, yeah. Right? Like the
there's
speed
one down
limit.
By me that pisses me off.
Exactly. Like,
it pisses me off.
Have you ever seen one say thank you?
No, I will say no. I've never seen
it. Yes, was shocked.
Like, it needs a little thumbs up emoji, too. Like,
it does.
This, we're in the world of emojis.
I'd like it to give me a sticker. Like, if you could just go the extra mile and, you know, reward me, I'd be great.
How big's the screen? Like, how much can they put on there?
Oh, is this a regular speed limit sign? It wasn't bigger than any. I mean, it was just a speed limit sign on the side of the road. It said 25. It was digital. And it flashed 25. And again, then it flashed, thank you. And it was the first one I'd ever seen. So I just, I hope they all do that.
You rock. Like, you fine?
Like,
damn, would they fit damn you fine on there?
Yeah.
Damn girl, G-U-R-L. Thank you, damn girl.
And I think we could go the route of making them funny because have you seen the student driver stickers that are funny? Those crack me up every time I see one.
It's funny you bring that up because I've got a student driver here in about a month or so, and my neighbor dropped off a couple stickers that they have. They're like magnets.
It's just your basic,
you know, be kind student driver type thing.
No,
be
you patient, need to get this one. It says, student driver, I will take us both out.
Oh, nuh-uh.
There's another one. It's the one that made me laugh because it made me think of Zoe. It said, student driver, please don't honk. I'll cry.
I'll cry. I saw that one.
Yeah, those are funny.
I got to put that on my grandma's car.
Student driver. Or this one says, not a student driver, just stupid.
Hey, you should get that one.
Oh, you're so funny. If you can read this, you are way too close to a student driver. And then
that's
warning,
good.
Student driver, be afraid. Be very afraid. So these
How are some
just...
of these not like, with everybody getting offended over everything anymore?
Yeah.
anymore. Yeah. Like, how are people not being like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
You're stupid.
No, I think they found a niche here, because when it comes to driving, especially the younger and newer drivers, we're willing to give them a little bit of a pass.
Yeah.
So I think this is exactly what they need to do. It makes me smile when I see the funny student driver stickers.
It makes you a little less irritated that they are going 20 under, I guess.
Yes, when you see it. And when
and they're terrified.
Funny,
their face,
If you see student drivers, stay sharp. This could get weird. That's going to make your day better.
I honestly think I might get that one.
You need to. Promise me you'll get a funny student driver magnet.
Do it for all of us on the show.
It needs to happen.
I, for the first time the other day, saw one of those digital readout ones, too, that somebody had in their back window. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Those.
It's a little digital readout, and it sits right in like the back window, and you can program it to say whatever you want. And the one I saw was given little middle fingers. And then it said, like, get off my arse or something like that. And it was just scrolling by, so you can program them to say anything you want. So,
that could be fun.
That's where you up your game.
Also dangerous, but fun for
right,
sure.
Because it was distracting, because I was like, what did that say?
Yeah.
Was that a middle finger?
Wait, go back.
That's the one you can totally put damn girl on there and just have it scroll.
Right?
Damn girl.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so I'm reading this story here, and it kind of made me smile. Here's the headline. More Americans say they are cooler now than they were in high school.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
All day long.
You should have seen my glasses in high school.
Were they thick?
Oh, they're
Do you
so
have the
bad.
Thick glasses?
And I just want to point out also that when I was in high school, we didn't have YouTube tutorials to teach us everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was telling you, Jeremy, even our makeup. Like, back in the day, we were taught how to put on makeup because the back of the eyeshadow had numbers on it. And it would tell
is that how you did
number
it?
One goes all over your eyelid. And then number two goes underneath, and then the crease is number three. And so you, like, there was a picture, and you followed the picture, and there wasn't a 30-minute tutorial. So
that's how you did it?
Yes! And I did, please. Well, everybody did it like that.
I had a sister growing up. There was, like makeup parties and stuff.
Yes!
Like, you got together with your girlfriends and experimented, and it was a bonding thing with the girls.
And you know what? I don't
see that a lot now.
A lot of times, your mom taught you how to put on your makeup.
Well, that's what my mom did for me.
But that's thing is, like, you know, who wants to wear, like, when I was learning how to put on makeup, my mom was still putting on the 80s blue, and so it was like,
bring it back.
That's what my mom taught me
Can
how
you
to
bring
do
that back.
And it was just like the old generation should not be teaching the new one what the trends
right,
are, you know. So I think
right.
they did get that right, but yeah, I would say I'm much cooler now than I ever was.
I would agree. The story says adults under 45 were more willing to cling to being cool, while the hardcore Gen Xers and the boomers are more willing to accept that they are uncool. I think, the older Gen Xers and the boomers are probably starting to make that shift into, you know what, I don't care anymore.
Which is a good feeling.
I'm starting to make that shift. I've probably got maybe 3-4 more years before I go full on in, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care. But I can say with 100% certainty, I am so much cooler than I was in high school.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was a theater kid, you know, which traditionally, you all get the picture, right?
Yeah.
Theater kid. I was in the 4x4 club. I lettered in academics.
Yeah,
I was in yearbook.
Uh-huh.
You know, not your typical, damn, Jerry was cool in high school. No.
Oh, I was in orchestra. Second cello.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
there
Katie.
You go. You definitely know. And, you know, I look back at pictures and stuff now of, like, my senior photos and stuff. I'm like, damn, I was a dork.
Oh, I know.
I was a big dork. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And things have changed in that aspect. Like, the dorks and the nerds, like, they are all embraced, and they are all doing everything with the jocks now.
Well, yeah.
I've noticed. It's all one big community.
Well, we all
now.
Found out they run the world after they graduate high school.
I know.
So
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, be a little nicer. Be a little nicer.
We want to be your friend.
Rule. Yeah.
But I think even after high school, my wife was, we just drove back from Nebraska this weekend, and she was just flipping through some old photos and memories that were coming up on Facebook, and there was pictures of me when we first had kids and stuff, and I was young, like in my 30s, and I was looking at myself like, I straight up asked her, I was like, why did you procreate with that? Like, what was the appeal?
What was going through your head, lady?
That was her heavy drinking phase.
I was like, huh, that's interesting. Do you feel like you've peaked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm getting close to peaking.
And I truly feel like I am now in like I'm more proud of myself now than I've ever been. And I hope that just keeps going. I hope that it just keeps increasing like that, right? Because I'm much more proud of myself now than I ever was in high school.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah,
because
it is.
I feel like that on multiple levels.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I used to be a scrawny dude. I've put on a little weight, a little muscle. I feel better about myself physically.
Yeah.
Mentally, just a lot of life experience now at this point, right? And you feel good about that.
Yes.
Like, just knowing things.
Like, you know
feels
how
really
to
good.
Approach things now. Whereas, like, even in 20s and 30s, like, I was a little more of a hothead than I am now. And so I think that even just the approach of life, oh, no, you don't even know. You don't even know.
Well, you were in jail.
Come on, keep bringing that up.
I think I was the opposite. I was definitely more timid and quiet, not really willing to speak up, and now I do. I'm more apt to say, I call BS on things a lot.
Well, you're probably a lot more confident in how more you
confident.
Feel. So
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Don't come at me with that BS.
Yeah, I'll just kind of tell it like it is now, and I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's probably going to get me fired.
No, it's
at some point. We do have a meeting with the big boss today.
We kind of do. We do. We absolutely. But you know what's funny? I actually saw a little statistic recently that said most women don't peak until you're in your 40s. Like,
I've heard that too.
A lot of women millionaires, like, they don't become millionaires until they're like 45. So I know, like, now, at least as far as women go, I'm on the right track of being.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think, again, it comes with the confidence. It comes with, you know, you start to realize that you've got to just embrace what you've got going on right now. You can't keep thinking.
Especially body, right?
Yeah, yo.
Like your body image, you're just like, I am who I am
yeah,
now
I'm
at this point. I'm going to rock what I got.
And, you know, you have to work at it. It gets harder and harder as you get older to keep everything in check. So I think that gives you a greater appreciation for what you do and what you're doing for your body and your health. So I think all of that it comes into play when it comes to the confidence women have in their 40s. So.
And I think, yeah, in the 40s, you got some extra cash. You can buy a lot of Spanx, too.
Yeah.
You just hold everything in with
Spanx. Spanx are life, Jeremy.
I know.
Spanx are life.
I know. I know. Oh, here we go.
Dan's in.
Jen's in.
Tom, Alice. Looks like everyone's on board.
Oh, and Jess.
Tell Jess to meet us at the train station an hour earlier, though. She's always late.
Make it happen with Southeastern Group Save. Save 1/3 on the price of train tickets when you travel at off-peak times in groups of 3 to 9 adults. Buy direct from our app or website with no booking fees. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at southeasternrailway.co.uk/groupsave.
Southeastern.
I told you to set that reminder in your phone. I hope you did it because it's time to have some fun with Fast Five. It's our fun think quick game that we do every day right around 7:30. If you'd like to play and you've never played before, give us a little jingle jangle. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios here at Mix 100. We'll get you on the air. I'll get to know you. We love talking to our listeners, meeting new people. And I'll throw a category at you. Start an annoying 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. You think you can do it? Now's your time to shine. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Katie, for people who are like, what the heck is this game? Give us some examples.
You've asked for things like 5 bald celebrities or 5 weather-related movies.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler won it yesterday, and he could name 5 brands of speakers, no problem.
That was a good one yesterday.
It was good, and he like had 9 or 10.
He's
he just
like,
kept going.
Beats by Dre?
Yeah, he listens to stuff, so you never know what you're going to ask, though. That is the charm.
That guy uses his ears all day long.
Sure does.
All right, you think you can pull that off? 303-691-1649. You might get one that you're an expert at, or you might get a stumper, but that's kind of the fun part. So if you've never played before, would love to talk to some new people. 303-691-1649. What are we playing for today?
The prize is so neat this week. So you are going to win a pair of tickets to Taste of Elidge for the weekend. So that's
do you have to go lick a roller coaster?
I hope not, but they're going to have a lot of good food on hand. 30 different chefs there at Elidge Gardens and 7 unique cuisine zones, Jeremy. I'm all about it.
I love unique cuisine zones.
That's going to be a fun time.
I was
love
just
this prize.
Telling my friends that we need more areas that have unique cuisine zones.
Well, you may get your wish, Jeremy. Okay.
Unique cuisine is my rap name.
Yeah.
303-691-1MIX. For God's sakes, call us. 303-691-1649. We got Christine up to bat. Hi, Christine.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
We are super dupes. Duh. What do you got going on today?
Just working, stuck in traffic on I-25 from the car accident earlier.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the hard stretch to get to through without an accident. So, yes,
yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Most deaf. All right. What kind of car you drive?
Volkswagen Tiguan.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, those are nice. At least you're sitting in comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, your letter is W, like Whataburger. 10 seconds. Give me 5 different bands or artists that start with the letter W. Go.
Oh, shoot. God dang it.
Dang it.
I'm not even going to try. Oh,
yeah,
no.
You probably shouldn't.
Oh,
at this point, why bother? You know, when you're 7 seconds
in. I got one. Weezer. All
right.
There you go.
Put some Weezer on while you're sitting in traffic, Christine.
Perfect.
You're funny. It was nice talking to you. You have a great day.
Yes, have a great day. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, Christine.
All right. Who do we got? We got Celia. Hi, Celia.
Hey.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, yourself. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
No, you got to say super dupes.
Super dupes.
Thank you very much. Doing super dupes. What do you got going on today? Anything goofy? Anything fun?
It's actually the start of my weekend. I'm going to have the next 2 days off, so I'm going to be cleaning the house.
Oh,
I was really
jealous.
Rooting for you, Celia, until you said the cleaning the house.
Jealous. Hey, listen, I feel like my wife likes cleaning the house sometimes. I know it's weird. She likes like the lines in the carpet and everything. Like, what's your favorite part? What's your favorite area to clean? You got to have like one spot. You're like, I like cleaning this.
My living room, once I get that nice and clean and the cushions fluffed up, it's a good chill spot after I'm done cleaning.
See, that's a glass half full right there. You know, it sucks to clean, but there are some spots that it's like...
Yeah.
Like when she gets the grout with the toothbrush in the shower, I think she gets into it.
Wow, she really cleans.
I'm not doing all that.
I'm not doing all that either,
She has a cigarette afterwards. She's like, that was good for me. That was real good for me. All right, Celia, let's do some fast five with you, my friend. In 10 seconds, give me... What I want you to do here? Give me any brand mascot. Go.
You got...
Come on.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Tony the Tiger. I don't know.
Yeah? Keep going.
Yeah? Okay. Tony the Tiger.
There's so many.
Oh, my gosh.
You second-guessed yourself, though.
There's thousands. I'm gonna hold on to it because I might use that again, but there's a ton.
Definitely. I was thinking sports, and then I couldn't think of any of their names, and it's pretty sad.
And then you went cereal.
And then you went Tony the Tiger.
It would have been a good ride. Yeah.
Wash it down with some Kool-Aid with the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, you're right.
Celia, y'all
have a good morning. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Well,
she was sweet. Who's been holding the longest? We got Dane. Hey, Dane.
Hey, good morning.
I see on the screen here, it just says, Dane is thinking about his day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I told him, Jeremy.
I'm just sitting here thinking about my day.
Oh, what are your thoughts so far, Dane?
I got to pick up my son at 3:00 from school. My daughter is an orthodontist.
Okay.
I'd like to get some mulch today.
Okay.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning house right now, and then I got work.
There you go.
Dad on duty.
Yeah.
Way to go, Dane. Yeah. Hey, is mulch on sale somewhere? I know sometimes Lowe's puts it on like 5 bags for $5 or something.
I go to the Lakewood Center. They do it for free. It's a limited time, I think. So, yeah, you can go. I had a bunch of trees that knocked down from the snowstorm, so I went brought them for next year's mulch, and then I saw the big pile. I was like, man, I got to get some.
That's genius, Dane.
I got to get me some.
Yeah.
And when you're an older man like us, Dane, you're like, getting you some means mulch.
That was a funny story. Yesterday, I got like road raged at the mulch pile. That was...
You're like, dude, relax. There's plenty of molts to go around, sir.
Yeah. We were screaming at each other. He thought I took the spot. And and then he pulls up right next to me. It was so awkward. And then I jumped out of my truck and I was like, you know what? I'm a golfer to help him unload his. And I offered. And he was like, no. I was like, oh, okay.
You're a good dude, Dane.
At least you tried to turn it around, Dane.
That's so funny.
I know. That's what I thought. I was
who
like,
gets
I'm
mad
not
over
go
mulch?
Home angry.
No.
Who gets mad over mulch?
Drama at the mulch pile. Who knew?
So good. Dane, let's do some fast five, buddy. Okay, so your letter is P, like poo poo pee pee, okay?
All right.
Yeah. Give me five cities or towns in Colorado that start with that P and go.
Pahrump? No, it's Pueblo.
One.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I don't know.
Tell me you live in Parker. Tell me you live in Parker.
Oh, I didn't think about all the suburb.
And many more. There's many more.
Yeah. Dude.
All right, Dane. Sorry. Enjoy the smell of that fresh mulch, and thank you for calling the show.
All right. Thank y'all.
Later, Gator.
Bye.
He's a good guy.
That was
Dane.
So funny. I think that was the line of the day.
Hi, Patience.
Good morning. How are you?
We're super dupes. How are you?
I'm good. Just dropping kids off at school.
Well, thank you for having us on in the morning. That's very kind of you.
They love it. Turn off the radio.
What's that?
Oh, my kids are trying to turn up the radio so they can hear it.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, tell them to sit down and put their seatbelt on.
Yeah,
how about that?
Give them a shout out. Give
them
kids a shout out real quick.
So I have Charisma, Rayleigh, Dwayne, Branson, and Amora.
Whoa, you have a whole car full of children.
Somebody's got a minivan. Yeah. All right.
I do have a minivan.
I figured. All right, sweet Patience, are you ready?
I am.
10 seconds. Give me any brand mascot. Go.
Rocky, Miles, Toucan Sam, Tony the Tiger, and Rocky Dingo. Dingo, Rocky, Miles, yes.
Who's Dingo?
Isn't that for the Colorado Rockies?
Unfortunately, you didn't get it because that's Dinger.
Dinger.
I can't give it to you.
Oh.
I can't give it to you. People will crucify me if I give it to you for Dingo instead of Dinger. They come at me. They come at me hard every day.
Oh, man.
So close. I can't give it to you, though. Thank you for playing.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, kids.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, man.
Is anyone going to win this? Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hurry up and win this? Well,
I'll see what I can do.
First of all, we're good, buddy. We're super dupes.
Thank you for asking.
Are you doing okay?
Good. Super dupes.
Everything okay at home? Everything fine?
Oh, yeah. The kids are dropped off at school. I'm ready to head back and have a nice, peaceful day at home with doing some work. Yeah.
Good man. Good man. Well, thank you for having us on. Let's do some fast five with you in 10 seconds, sir. Give me any five brand mascots. Go!
Snap, Crackle, Pop, Tony the Tiger, Toucan Sam.
Boy, you landed three biggies right there.
All cereal, too.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah. Bonus
you had time
points.
To spare. Here's your winning, Winston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy. Well, now you can brag to the kiddos that you're a big winner of Fast Five today, Matt.
Yay, Matt.
For sure.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Thank you. You did all the hard work. Awfully nice of you to have us on in the morning. I'm going to put you on hold, and our producer, Josh, is going to come back and tell you all about your prize, Matt.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Really appreciate you. That's how it's done, you guys. And good news, we do this each and every day. Set those reminders in your phone so you can call in, try to win a prize, and have some fun. We call it Fast Five.
Dan's in.
Jen's in.
Tom. Alice. Looks like everyone's on board.
Oh, and Jess.
Tell Jess to meet us at the train station an hour earlier, though. She's always late.
Make it happen with Southeastern Group Save. Save 1/3 on the price of train tickets when you travel at off-peak times in groups of 3 to 9 adults. Buy direct from our app or website with no booking fees. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at southeasternrailway.co.uk/groupsave.
Southeastern.
7:30 every day. With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Denver's Mix 100. Here's a little throwback throwdown for you. It's Brit. Turn it up, guys. Have some fun.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do want to welcome you guys to National Nutty Fudge Day today.
I I love Nutty Fudge.
You are a Nutty Fudge. When I think of Nutty Fudge, I'm like, that's Katie.
I like that. I like that I give you that vibe, so I'll take it.
I'm not a Nutty Fudge guy. I'm just a fudge guy.
Oh.
I love me some fudge. I think it's up there with like getting the nuts in my banana bread.
Oh, I love it.
I don't want that. I don't want anything crunchy and things that I feel like should be generally soft. But I like fudge.
No, I like the, my favorite kind of fudge is the Rocky Road. So it's got the marshmallows, the chocolate, and
that's
the
good.
Almonds. And so yeah. the nuts are needed, Jeremy.
Well, indeed they are for some
they
people,
sure
Katie. I'm good. Don't need those nuts in my mouth at all. It does definitely take me back to like Christmas time growing up where my mom would, you know, lay everything out in the kitchen and we'd make snickerdoodles and cookies.
Yeah.
And one of the things that she made every year was fudge, big blocks of fudge.
Mm.
And I still remember it to this day. You know, she'd make it on the wax paper and
yeah.
roll it up and let it solidify. And then we'd get in there and chop it into little squares and yum, 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 yum. And then make that fudge our biatch.
And it's so easy, but it's like, it's temperament, right? Like the chocolate can, you got to like work with it. So you have to stir it constantly.
Yeah,
to make
sure talk
it doesn't
to it right,
crystallize
yeah.
you too. And so, but it is so easy to make. But it, like when you put fudge out, people think you did something. Right? Like,
did you make fudge?
Yes, like it's a big deal.
You know, I've never made fudge before. Could you tell me your secret ingredients?
It's right on the back. The recipe's on the back of the can of condensed milk, but it
yeah.
is like a family secret
yes.
every time.
Or the back
like.
Of the Toll House morsels.
Yeah.
How to make fudge, which is just generally what? It's like chocolate.
Condensed milk, chocolate,
and about
butter.
9 cups of sugar,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And then butter. It's yeah. like, yeah, 3-4 ingredients.
Yeah, vanilla. It's not very many. The marshmallow you put in there if you want it. Yeah, depending on what ingredients you're using. But it is yeah. so good.
It is so good.
So worth
and
it.
And the best part, too, of making fudge is definitely the bowl.
Mm.
When I was a kid, I can't do it now because as soon as I would do this, I'd gain 8 pounds. But you run your finger.
Mm-hmm.
You do the finger squeegee.
Yeah.
Which is also my Instagram handle. at finger squeegee. All the way around the bowl and you suck it off your finger.
Oh, so
that's
good.
Living.
That's like a whole piece of fudge right there.
That is living right
yummy.
There.
Mm-mm-mm.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, yeah, you do get older. And we got a pretty good story about a really old lady this
yeah.
morning, don't we?
Well, the
what's her
world's
deal?
Oldest person is what she is. Maria Baranias Moreira.
Love her.
She actually lived to 117 years old. So
wow.
she passed away in 2024, but researchers did a study on her after she passed, and they found that she had strong metabolic health and protective genes. And they're saying a lot of this is because she ate so much Greek yogurt.
It was yogurt?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We eat so much Greek yogurt at the house.
I do, too. Every single day, I have a little container of Greek yogurt with blueberries. I don't know why you're looking at me sideways like that.
I got questions about this old lady.
Yes.
Was it just straight Greek yogurt, or was it like the Noosa Greek yogurt that has as much sugar as a can of soda?
Oh,
and it's full of artificial colors and flavors. And
my yogurt is the regular straight yogurt.
A little
and
honey
I just
in it?
Put blueberries. It is flavored, but it doesn't have the sugar content.
Okay.
So what I'm doing is pretty good.
Full of aspartame instead.
What Maria is doing is also pretty good, just because they say that not only did she eat a lot of yogurt, but she did not drink, she did not smoke, and she prioritized fermented food. So not only the yogurt, the kimchi, all the things that help. The big thing they took away from this study is that gut health is closely tied to aging. So that's where they were like, hey, look at Maria eating yogurt every day. It's what helped her live so long. So researchers are saying if you add it to your diet, it could help you out as well.
Hey, might as well give it a shot. Why the heck not?
Keeps you full. It's tasty.
117 is old, though.
I know. I don't know if I want to live that long.
I could hit 101 if I could include some of the drinking and smoking.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Shave off a few years, you're set.
Have
you're
fine.
All good.
A couple beers would be nice.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, I went to the greatest store on the planet.
Okay.
That's a mighty bold proclamation coming from Your Majesty here.
There sure is.
It is the best store on the planet. I've never been in one, and it was life-changing. And we don't have them in Colorado. So okay. We were out in Nebraska over the weekend, a little small town out there. And there's like nothing to do. There's mm-hmm. like maybe a spot where you can go axe throwing. They got a janky little bowling alley, like a two-screen movie theater. But you know what they have in town, Katie Cat?
What's that?
Menards.
Not Menards.
Menards in town. Yes! And I'm like, what is this Menards that everybody is speaking of? And my uncle was out there, too. It was like a big family get-together. And he's like, oh, my God, every time we're in town, he's like, I spend 2 hours at Menards.
You do. It is. No, I grew up in North Dakota where Menards reigns king. It really does. Yeah. It reigns supreme. It is so big of a deal. Like, we took trips to the town it, like, resides in, like, packed a lunch and everything just
no,
to go
you
to
didn't.
Not kidding.
It's a day experience.
It's a big deal to go to Menards.
Let's see. To describe Menards, if you've never been, it's a combination of, like, Lowe's, Home Depot.
Yeah.
With a little bit of Ace Hardware sprinkled in because yes. Ace has, like, fun little knickknacks and things. With... food, yeah, a lot
food.
Of food.
Yeah, like prepackaged stuff. Like you can get olives.
Yes.
And, like the
cheap candy.
Yes.
Like bags of circus peanuts.
Yeah.
A toy section.
There's a toy section.
An automotive section.
You can get your jeans there. Like you can get your flannels and stuff. They have boots.
And I kid you not, we were in there for about an hour and I heard this. They play the music on the overhead and then they
the
play
jingle.
The jingle every 3 minutes.
You save big money. You save big money when you shop Menards. Plumbing, electrical appliances too. The savings will always come right back to you. You'll save big money. You'll save big money. When you shop Menards.
Like, no joke, every 5 minutes that was playing.
Oh, that just brought me back to my childhood.
I'm going to tell you right now, that is the greatest store on the planet. And we walked out of there spending $300. And
easy.
Easy peasy.
Easy.
The only problem was is I didn't have my truck and we were in Nebraska. So I couldn't have, there was like 10 things I wanted to buy, but there's no way I could get it home. Yeah. The prices were unheard of.
Yeah, no, Menards is the best. Menards I'm so glad best, you got to experience that. Like,
well, thank you.
That is a way of life for a lot of people. Like, Menards is just the place to be.
Well,
like,
when are we going to get one in Colorado? I looked, the closest one is in like Cheyenne. So
yeah,
day trip. Like, totally plausible.
We'll pack a lunch.
Yay, pack snacks! So, right around this time yesterday, we were talking to Annabella Bottoms.
Yeah.
The best name in town. Annabella Bottoms.
I love her.
She was one of the best winners we've had in a long time. We gave her the trip to Carlsbad, California.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Her and her little family of four.
It just was so sweet to hear her ecstatic about winning mm-hmm. that trip and how they don't get to go on vacations
That's
as
right.
a family.
That's right.
And so it just made our whole day to hear her excitement. So
yes,
I love her.
She was definitely excited with us on the air. Now, just a few minutes ago, she sent us a video of her breaking the news to her kiddos in the car yesterday. Do you want to listen to it?
Yes,
I pulled some of it. There's a little bit of screaming in it, but it's kids.
So
fair
excited.
Warning.
This morning, when you went to school, you got a phone call. And that phone call was from the radio show. And they told us we won and get to go to the Legoland now. And we get to go to museums. And we get a hotel stay. And we get to go on an airplane. You're
going to
get packed
when you
get home.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that great? What a cute little family.
Oh,
I love that those kids were so excited. They're going to Legoland, you know?
The museum of making music.
Wow.
Like, yeah,
good for them.
That's just the best. I love when people like that win, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing.
Well, a big congratulations again to the Bottoms family. Annabelle Bottoms and her family. Have fun in Carlsbad, California. Thank you for sending that video in.
Yeah.
Definitely brought a smile to our face today. Speaking of moms and kiddos, you know, Mother's Day was this past weekend, and the stories are coming out now. This morning of how a lot of Mother's Day for moms was essentially botched. It was a botched Mother's Day for a lot of moms out there. And they're crying about a redo. They want to redo this weekend because their Mother's Day sucked so bad.
Yeah.
Some of the messages coming in, one woman said that her kids just texted her Happy Mother's Day. She replied back, thanks. When they asked if anything was wrong, the mom said, well, a call would have been better, and she felt undervalued. One woman is saying that her husband ruined Mother's Day by telling her how grateful she should be for all the stuff he was doing to help her on Mother's Day.
Oh, no, guy, no.
One mom posted a picture of a card online that she got from her five-year-old that said, I love you, Mom, but I love Dad more.
No, that's not when you tell her that, though.
Another one came in that mom was disappointed because her husband got something for his mom but didn't plan anything special for her.
That makes me mad. You're not my mom. I've been told that, and it irks me.
I'll give you one more. This woman said she got a card from her husband but nothing else. She asked what they should do, and hubby said, well, I figured we could just hang out at the house. She said, well, each year for Father's Day, I order cute little things from Etsy. We go out and have a fun day. I have things planned, and he just wanted to hang out at the house.
Dan's in.
Jen's in.
Tom, Alice. Looks like everyone's on board.
Oh, and Jess.
Tell Jess to meet us at the train station an hour earlier, though. She's always late.
Make it happen with Southeastern Group Save. Save 1/3 on the price of train tickets when you travel at off-peak times in groups of 3 to 9 adults. Buy direct from our app or website with no booking fees. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at southeasternrailway.co.uk/groupsave.
Southeastern.
So a lot of these moms are suggesting, what's that called, a mulligan?
Yeah.
Like a do-over?
Yeah, as they should. I think even your wife should be able to suggest that. And not of anything you did wrong. It's just she spent it in a car, didn't she?
Well, we were on the road. Yeah. Yes, we were on the road heading back from Nebraska. So we were on the road for 6 hours, 6 and a half, whatever. I still haven't given her Mother's Day gifts.
Aww.
Like, we got busy last night and doing things yesterday. And I was in the shower at like 7 o'clock last night. And I popped my head out of the bathroom. I go, oh, hey, do you want your Mother's Day stuff?
Oh.
And then she goes, whatever. She just was kind of like, whatever.
Oh, no, you need to celebrate Nick. I tell you what you need to do.
I celebrate her every day, Katie.
No, but you need to, like, go let her have her space in the bedroom and make sure there are snacks in there and all of her favorite shows and movies and books, just in case. Maybe a pen with some paper, just so she can have all these things.
She can write me a love letter?
Let her have this time and space to herself and do with it what she wants. She just wants to sleep in there, that's fine. If she wants to eat snacks in bed, that's fine. If she wants to write you a love letter while eating snacks in bed, kudos to Knick Knack, but let her have a day.
If that's what she would want.
You don't think she'd want just peace and quiet herself? Like, I think all moms want that.
Can I just get her like a room at the Holiday Inn and she's out of the house? Because it's kind of a win-win for both of us.
If you're going to splurge on an actual hotel.
Well, it's a Holiday Inn Express. I don't want to brag, but I have a coupon and, you get a little time alone. I get the house to myself as well. You know, the kids will be at school.
She's really been mom and she deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to brag, but I treat my lady like she's a queen. Enjoy your time at the Holiday Inn Express, honey.
Holiday Inn, say what?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is where we read a listener message that has come in on our socials. We present it to you guys, their little dilemma, and then we open up the phone lines and you can sound off and help them out. Who's this one from today, Katie?
We got this one from Lauren up in FOCO. She sent us a message on Instagram at Jeremy, Katie, Josh, but she opens it up. She's currently 8 months pregnant with her first child.
Oh, well, Lord.
Yeah, so she's got a situation. She needs our advice. She says, instead of just focusing on getting through labor, I'm stuck in this ongoing argument with my boyfriend about whether he's even going to be in the delivery room.
Mama doesn't need this stress right now.
Oh, no, she does not.
But I get it. It's kind of ooey and gooey.
No, but still, it's ooey gooey for you.
Please continue.
Yeah, okay. He says he doesn't want to be in there, not because he doesn't care, but because he doesn't do well with medical situations. Mm. He gets lightheaded, hyperventilates, has fainted during something as simple as getting blood drawn.
Oh, God.
So he's convinced he's going to pass out, cause a scene, and somehow make the whole experience about him instead of me. Honestly, she gets that to a point, but this is the birth of their child. She says, I feel like this is just one of those moments you show up for no matter what.
But it's so ooey gooey.
Jeremy.
Please continue.
Okay. I'm going to be the one in pain, vulnerable, going through something huge. The idea that he won't even try to be there with me makes me feel a little abandoned.
There's other people in the room.
Please
stop continue.
It right now.
It's
she
so
did not
ooey
get
gooey.
There herself.
It's so ooey gooey.
He keeps saying he'll be right outside the room, ready to come in right after, and he's trying to avoid making things harder for me. He's fine with having my mom or sister or bestie in the room, but to me, it feels like he's choosing his comfort over supporting me in one of the biggest moments of our lives. She says, I don't know if I'm being unreasonable for expecting him to push through his fear.
Push.
She's going to be pushing too.
Push.
Or if he's being selfish for not even attempting it. So, JKJ, what do you think? Is this something I should stand firm on, or do I need to be more understanding of his limits? I hate that last line. No, you don't. Girl, no, I'm sorry.
You don't want a husband laying on the floor while you're trying to give birth because he passed out.
You know what? We'll let the listeners talk about
this
one.
We're going to let you
guys decide.
I feel
like I'm a little heated.
I can already tell Kitty's going to be coming at me like a spider monkey. She's all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Push this.
If you want to sound off about, what was her name?
Her name's Lauren. She's
Lauren
from Fort
and her
Collins.
Situation. She's going to be having that baby. She'd like the husband in the delivery room. He gets a little squeamish in these situations. He's worried that he might not feel good. He might pass out. He might puke.
Yeah.
She's pissed about it. What advice would you give her? Hi, Megan.
Morning.
Well, hey. Good morning to you. So what do you think about this delivery room situation?
I think it's okay for him to be squeamish, but he needs to be there. It's a huge moment.
It is. But what if you're in the middle of that moment and homeboy starts puking everywhere, getting dizzy and falls on the floor like a wet fish?
And thank God that there's nurses all over.
Right?
I've had four kids.
Yeah.
That's the place you want to faint, right, Megan?
Exactly, yeah. And I've had four, and the nurses always said the chair next to the bed isn't for mom, it's for the dad, because they see them pass out all the time.
Okay.
They do have a chair there.
It's always like the firefighters. There. Uh-huh.
It's always the firefighters? It's always like the big burly man?
Exactly. That's what I was told.
That Fantastic. Is really funny. So in your four kids experience, has your husband ever said he doesn't want to be in there or try pulling this with you?
The first one did, and my mom and sister dragged him in, and he was completely fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So my vote is suck it up, Buttercup.
Yes.
100%.
All right.
Suck it up.
I'm putting you down for suck it up, Buttercup. Megan, very nice of you to listen and call in. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Let's hop on over to Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so what you think about Mama Bear here wanting Dad in the delivery room?
You know, honestly, I think I'm, in terms of, like, voting, I think I actually am going to just say, well, my initial thought was, well, when she looks back on, you know, her delivery and labor and, you know, if he does have, you know, this medical, you know, where he, like, pukes or he does pass out and stuff, like, is she really going to want, you know, that kind of, like, I mean, things happen so quickly, and he would be there within, you know, seconds of the baby being born and stuff like that. But I have to say, listening to Megan, it's, you know, he doesn't have to be down there, you know, in the area and stuff. He can be up by mom, her face, he can hold her hand, you know, maybe take some Ativan or something beforehand. So I'm going to kind of switch my vote and I'm going to say he should suck it up. Yeah.
All right, so I'm putting you down for suck it up, Buttercup, but be heavily
well, my
medicated.
My husband took one. My husband took one when I was, you know, having everything. So, you know, and yeah, I mean, he still was very, you know, unsettled, but he was like, you know what I'm going to take whatever meds I need to. Give him some Zofran if he thinks he's going to puke. I mean, you know.
How do you know so much about medication that calms people
this.
Down? Do you sell this stuff?
Child.
Okay, I thought maybe you sold it out of your trunk.
Oh, yeah, no. my husband came prepared. He's like, okay, if I really get anxious, I'm going to take this, and if I'm going to puke, here's some Zofran, you know. So just, you know, there's meds for everything, and you should just, you know, med up and just sit up there by your face.
So this guy should take a handful of Vitacin, right? Or Vicodin.
Vicodin.
A handful of Vicodin.
Ativan.
Oh, there's so many funny names.
I know. Well, and
I mean, Vicodin, I think that chills you out maybe, so I mean, maybe, but, you know.
You probably pass out during the delivery.
We'll have a Red Bull with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys have clearly had this conversation then. I mean, you know, going into it, you had a situation, but also problems to solve it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, it kind of resonated with, mom-to-be saying, well, he should at least try.
Yeah.
And if things really, he can just sit down, and if it really is. But, initially I was like, well, if she looks back and he actually does, like, pass out and stuff, then she's going to feel a certain way. But
you know what? It's
going to
be a funny story, too, if dad's in there and he passes out. What a funny story that guy will have for the rest of his life. So, Christina, I have your vote for Suck It Up, Buttercup. We appreciate you so much for calling in. Here is Mercedes. Hi, Mercedes.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What are your thoughts?
I'm kind of on your side because I was a surrogate, and my nurses told my boyfriend at the time that if he was going to feel sick or pass out, that he needed to leave because they need to focus on the mom. Mm. And I feel like that more commotion in the room while the mom's trying to have a baby might pause labor sometimes. Mm. So
that's a good point, too, because she's not in the thick of it right now. So if he were to get sick, it really does take the focus off what is happening, you know?
And I mean, I agree, like maybe having him in there until if he does start feeling woozy, have him leave and, like he said, wait outside the room. But me personally, I would rather not have a passed out husband on the ground while I'm having a baby because I have, like a caring heart. So I'm going to try to worry about him and make sure he's okay. So.
And you might giggle a little too much.
Although
the giggling might help push that baby out. So.
It really does.
Might help push that baby out.
Mercedes, am I putting you with Suck It Up, Buttercup, or Stay Out of the Room?
I'd probably say stay out of the room.
Yeah?
Stay out of the room. All right, we got you down. Appreciate you. All right, still some more calls coming in. We'll take a quick break as Josh gets these, and we'll have a final word on this show Wants to Know. Now, I do have Sarah on the line. And Sarah, from what I understand, you are a nurse.
That's correct. I am.
You get final say in this.
Absolutely.
Are you in delivery rooms?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
All day long. You here tell us.
All day long.
Tell us.
All
you're,
day
the,
long.
You're the expert. You tell us what should go on here.
So I agree with the other callers about the medication. You can take that ahead of time. But I honestly believe, there are nurses. The doctor always asks, Dad, you okay? Just making sure. But in that moment when you're about to have a kid, you're not thinking about all of that. You're really, truly just anticipating the child. You're not noticing all of the other ooey gooey stuff. He's going to be just fine. And if he passes out, you're right. It's a great story.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And I think that she should stand firm. She should,
Or lay firm.
It's going to be
least.
Okay.
At least lay firm.
I would say way firm way on firm. That one.
Sarah, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I was a little hesitant with our firstborn to be in there because I didn't know what to expect. And you hear what goes on and you've seen
of
videos,
course.
You know. But
it's that anticipation factor, I think, that is frightening him.
Yes. And all your buddies are freaking you out and all that. But it was truly one of the most special, amazing moments I've ever been a part of.
Ew.
And I was down there.
You were down
I
there.
I was watching you the whole thing. I had a camcorder in one hand and I was
exactly.
holding a leg with the other. And it was the neatest thing ever.
You were a good dad.
Oh, it
I
is.
Was good dad.
It really, truly is. I think he'll be all right. I think that he just needs to, take a breath. It's going to be okay.
Well, and Sarah,
and a Vicodin.
I think a lot of guys, too, just underestimate. Like, they think their role's going to be a lot bigger than it actually is.
Nah, you just stand there.
We're not asking you to deliver the baby.
Yeah, he's not delivering the baby. There's nurses there. There's doctors there. It's going to be okay. He's just there mainly for support for her.
Yeah.
That's his role.
And to see your kiddo for the first time is pretty damn cool, too, to see that little baby flop out.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, absolutely.
But Sarah.
I think if he didn't do it, he would actually be kicking himself later.
Yeah.
I completely agree with
that
you.
That is the best point.
That is the best point. Sarah, you win. I wish we had a prize to give you.
Here's a baby.
Thank you.
No, just kidding.
Thank you for doing what you do. Here's a baby. Thank you for doing what you do and helping all those moms out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks,
have a good
Sarah,
day.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. All right, that sums it up.
Yeah.
Don't be a biatch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. Like, again, your role is to be there to support the mom. So,
real
keep
quick,
that in mind.
The man you were sleeping with, okay, was he in the room with you and
so
baby
was,
Nana?
Yes. And he made the worst face one could possibly make while we were in there. Oh. But still, I have to give him props for showing up, holding my hand, and really being there for our
it's
daughter.
It's the least
as
he
well.
Could do since it, you weren't married.
It's the, Jeremy? Again, I don't know why that's important.
I mean, really, you guys were living in sin. No, that's the least you could have
done. Common law is still marriage, okay?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I did roll in this morning, and Katie held up her phone. She's like, hey, you want to see my balls?
Yeah, I did.
And I was like, pardon me? She's like, sesame balls, you big goof.
Yeah, exactly. They're like the best thing. So I went out to Chubby Fish Sushi for Mother's Day with baby Nana, and it's kind of a buffet type thing, right? So it's all you can eat. And so they frown on putting things in your purse when you leave, but yeah. I like putting things in my purse, especially those little sesame balls. So,
what
no,
a
they're
mess.
So
what a messy
good.
Thing to put in your
put
purse.
Them? No, they're fine because they're just. Do you know what a sesame ball is? Have you
okay.
had them?
No, because okay. you showed me your balls on your phone, and I was like, what is that?
You want to see my balls, Josh?
Well, first, kinda. First things first, I have that thing, the fear of the tryptophobia.
Yes.
I don't like things in close-knit spots and circles and all that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
the
yeah.
sesame balls immediately made me go ugh, a little
even
bit.
Think about
it
that.
It made
you.
Me extremely uncomfortable if you have the tryptophobia.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a ball wrapped yeah. in sesame seeds. What's inside it?
Well, and it is.
Stop
like,
showing
I'm
me
sorry.
That.
It's like a crunchy, you know, outer coating,
I'd
and then
it
is rolled in sesame seeds.
Yeah.
And in the middle,
yeah, what's in the middle?
Is a tasty red bean paste.
A red bean paste.
But it's sweet. Like, this is a dessert type dish.
Yeah, I can't picture the taste.
I know. It is so good. And I know that turns people off sometimes when you say what's in it, the red bean paste.
Give your balls
people,
with you?
If you know, you know. I did. I ate all my
you
balls
ate your
already,
ball. Okay.
so I'll have to go
so
get
the
new balls.
Bean paste is no. It's probably no different than like a refried bean, right?
The texture, yes.
But is it like a
but
kidney bean?
No, it's a red bean. So it is like the texture is that of beans. So you get some bean notes.
That's why where
to
the
it
sweetness is right. coming
when
from.
When you eat. And I can show you the inside. You actually like tear apart the sesame ball, and on the inside is that red bean paste, and
all right.
it is so tasty because, again, when you're done eating sushi, and even if you go out to hot pot or Korean barbecue, a lot of those things are very rich, right? Like, you're eating a lot of foods that are very rich, and so this kind of cuts that. Like, it's a sweet treat, but it's not overly sweet like a sundae
or
ice cream.
Do they put sugar in it?
There's no sugar. The bean paste is a
sweet
little
enough.
Sweet. So, yeah, you just tear it
dippage?
Open. And there's no dippage, really? Mm. I mean, I guess you could dip it in things if they provided it, but it's funny because little baby Nana had never had sesame balls and kind of looked at me the way you guys did with like, really? Beans are in there and it's a dessert? But she tried it and it was her new favorite thing. She's
golf
like,
ball size?
I love, yeah, they're just almost exactly golf ball size and they are so tasty. So when
all right.
you go to a Chinese buffet or any type of Asian restaurant next,
bring me your
you
finest
see,
balls.
You see sesame balls, you have to try them and at least tell me what you think because I was blown away.
All right. Well, this is all fine and dandy. This is great.
So good.
But the bigger issue here is when you go to buffets, it is frowned upon to load up
is.
Your purse and leave said buffet.
I know
with
it
little
is.
Snacks and treats. So you just went on the air and told the entire nation, essentially, thanks to podcasting, that you steal from buffets.
I sure did. But I'm not the only one. I know other people put food in their purse when they leave buffets.
Really?
It's a thing. Absolutely.
I have a
my
friend.
My grandma before me.
I was going to say
my
grandma's.
My mom before me.
Aunts do it. I know somebody who would roll yeah. into buffets and they would bring the big purse.
You have your buffet purse.
It's the big purse.
Say, like,
the same the same purse that you
yeah.
bring to the movie theater.
Exactly.
You bring
yes.
the big purse and her big purse actually housed Tupperware.
Thank you.
So she dumped it out and she would stack like the Ziploc disposable Tupperware
yeah.
in there. So she would get extra stuff and put it in the Tupperware and out the door we would go.
And so like, how else are you going to get your fried rice out of there? Like you need the
I know.
Tupperware.
And,
you
I mean,
need that.
Like I'm such a scaredy cat. I couldn't do that. I'd be like,
what?
I know they got cameras
absolutely
at the buffet.
Not.
What are they
going to
do to
they
you?
They got cameras at the buffet to track you down. They're going to get
your
license plate number.
On the wall. Like,
you're
going to
see
ever
you.
Ever let her in here again.
Yeah.
Like,
ball
she took our
thief,
balls.
Ball thief. right here with your face, your car, and your plate number.
I've been called worse.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is time to play, and it looks like we got Chase on the line. Hi, Chase. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
You're my favorite Paw Patrol character, just so you know. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Chase.
Funny that you say that. I actually work for the school district, so I get that a lot.
Hey, I bet, man. Those kids love you.
They love Paw Patrol. They do love Paw Patrol.
What do you do for the school district?
I actually drive buses for the school district.
Nice, man. Well, you're a good human. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, fun field trips all the time.
I bet. I bet. Well, Chase, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules.
Yeah, sounds good.
Would you like to say anything before you leave the room, Katie?
Well, Chase, I hope I don't school you too bad.
Oh, boom! Mom jokes. Chase, tell Katie to leave the studio.
All right, Katie. Sorry, you're going to have to leave.
Okay, yeah, get out of here, you dork.
Good luck, Chase.
You big dork. All right, Chase, Katie goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating, and we'll find out if you are right or wrong. Once we bring her back in, my man. All right, let's get her done. Here's your first question. What is the name of Stan's dad on South Park?
Oh, God. I'm going to pass on this one.
You just want to throw anything out? You're just going to straight pass?
Stan's dad.
Don't Google it. Give me an answer.
Gerald? I don't even remember.
Gerald?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the second one. How many different flavors does Dr. Pepper claim to have?
Geez, there's so many in King Supers nowadays. Let's say six. I'll say six.
Six. All right. In 2016, this actor finally scored an Oscar for his lead role in The Revenant. Who was that?
Was that Leonardo DiCaprio? The Revenant.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
All right. Here's your fourth question for the crush. Who is Kourtney Kardashian married to?
Ooh. It's not Kanye West. No, it's not. I don't know about Kourtney. I'm so sorry, Kourtney. I don't know about her.
You want to pass on that one?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Buddy, you're not doing too good today.
Chase,
it's all right. You got one more chance. Here's your fifth and final question. Which Full House star was part of the college admissions cheating scandal back in 2019? You can give me her Full House name or her real name.
Ooh. Oh, my God. I can't even remember this one either. 2019. I'm pretty bad today.
Chase, why did you even call in today? I mean,
I know, man. I was thinking I was going to get some pop culture questions I would be better at. But yeah. Now I'm nervous.
Dude, you suck, man. You really suck. All right, Chase, are you going to put pass on that one?
I'm going to pass on that one.
All right, let me wave Katie in. Katie!
Let's hope Katie gets
see me through the glass. Get in here, girl. All right.
Hi.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All I'm going to say is you probably got a pretty good chance today.
Oh, no. Chase.
Oh, Chase.
Unless you get zero.
Chase, you know, above all, you're a nice guy.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
All right, like Katie, what is the name of Stan's dad on South Park?
Stan Marsh. It's Randy Marsh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, it's not Chase. Oh, my God either, Chase. It's not oh, my God.
I can visualize the character in my head.
Right?
Now.
You said Gerald or something? I don't even know. But like, no, yeah, integrity.
I don't know.
All right, Katie. I think, Chase, you might have misunderstood this one, but how many different flavors does Dr. Pepper claim to have?
Oh, that like how many it's made up of?
Hold on.
That's 23.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to have him
it's
give
it. It's 23.
Okay, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Chase, you said six, but I think you were thinking like how many different like types of Dr. Pepper.
Like vanilla or cherry.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
man.
Cream soda or something.
Yeah, yeah. But that's all right. You still got it wrong. You would have said 20, I'm sure of it. The answer was 23, so. Nice. All right, Katie. In 2016, this actor finally scored an Oscar for his lead role in The Revenant. Who was that actor?
finally scored an Oscar. So somebody old, I don't know, like Ian, like I can only think of Ian McLennan, right? Like Sir Ian McLennan. That's the only thing I could think of. Who was it?
Chase, you actually pulled this one out of your butt. It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God, I got a point.
Hey, Chase, you did it.
I mean, it's already 2-1, but anyway.
Did it.
It's fine.
Kind of gave away the end there, Chase. You lost. Okay, who is Kourtney Kardashian married to?
Kourtney is Travis Barker.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chase said Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh. No, he said pass. All right, here's your fifth and final question. Which Full House star was part of the college admissions cheating scandal back in 2019? You can do her Full House name or her real name, whatever.
It was a naughty Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky.
She was naughty.
Lori Loughlin,
yeah.
Chase, you said a pass.
Oh.
Dude, you've been officially crushed by Katie today.
I did.
She destroyed you, Chase.
She did. I got one that she didn't get.
But that one was tough, Chase.
Yeah, it was.
Chase. Yeah, I'll hold on to the one.
Okay.
Well, again, bottom line, so very thankful that you have us on in the morning, and it was really, really nice to talk to you, buddy.